for my research work, I developed a computer software to identify plant leaves using the images of these plants. And presently now, it's having more than 93% accuracy for classification.
And so how does it work? What technology does it use?
Presently, it uses the images of the leaves, and it's just to have, for instance, if you have got unknown plant species, that you want to know the type of plant based on their leaves, then my technology will capture the image of the leaf and tells you the name of the plant automatically and probably the uses of the plant.
And how does it actually work? Is there a big database of plant names and different types of plants that the technology can access?
Yeah. For the development, I've got a huge database on my computer with about 32 plant species. And I intend to have more plant species in my database in the future. So I've got about 32 plants, about 2,000 images of different 32 plants in my database. And if I've got an unknown species, which if it is not in my database, is going to tell you this does not exist. So because the plants available in Australia are very massive, I can't put everything at once, but we can do it if I have more resources. So I've got images of plants in my database, and if you've got a plant that you want to know the type of the plant, the type it is, I'll get the image of my software capture the image photo of the leaves, and compare with what I've got in my database and brings out the closest match.
And your research and your technology is being looked at as a particular use in agriculture. Why is it of interest to people working in agriculture?
Yeah, because farmers now can use the mobile app as an electronic guide. It can be used to detect herbicide damage and to differentiate weeds from crops. And it can be used in robotic agricultures. And even probably there is a potential for my application to be used with drone. Yeah, drone application, there is a potential to be used with drone applications. And forest fire and like vegetation preservations.
So you can use that recognition technology and basically put it in a different type of robot, say a drone, and it could spot if there is damage or what kind of plants are down there and that kind of thing.
Yeah, perfectly. The one I did for my PhD, it's just a computer-based one. I did it on my laptop because of available resources, but I'm looking forward to deploy the application on mobile app